really pleased with how we came back after a day off. I thought it was excellent execution in some aspects. As we were, Dave and I were standing back there, and felt like offensively, just the execution stuff felt like it was one of our best Fridays of the whole year. Blake really threw well. Receivers, Marquise had a good day. So Mercedes had a good day. So it felt really good just sitting back there and watching them all put it together. So, you know, it's kind of unique. Some teams in the NFL take Thursdays off, I believe. That's their day off. And I know we've evaluated, so it's a good chance for us to kind of evaluate how that feels for our players and how fresh they come back. And so that way we were competing as well.
Do you think Roy will give it a go a couple hours before kickoff? Or?
You know what? I would say we should know more tomorrow. This is not going to be a game-time decision. You know, we'll work them out. I think we're just competing to try to extend it as far as we can and see tomorrow. But, you know, we're cautiously, very cautiously optimistic. We'll see. We'll know more tomorrow.
I think Andre will be limited to a third down roll branch?
I don't believe so. I'll wait and see how the trainers felt like today. We pushed him a little bit more today. So, you know, I'll know more about that. But so far, he's looked really good. This time that he came back is like a week longer than before. And I think that he feels better going into it. I think he felt like he was good the first time. But when it happened, you know, maybe there's a part in his mind that felt like, you know what, you know, maybe it should have been another week where we were, you know, making sure this week. I said in the team, I give a lot of credit to our guys. I just, you know, guys like Roy Miller, Brancher, Toby, you know, these guys that are a little bit banged up and are fighting and trying to find a way to get on the field. And, you know, it says something to our team. I think our team really appreciates it as well. So, you know, with mindsets like that, we'll continue to buy time as long as we can to make our final decision.
Jerry Sullivan was saying the other day about Marquise around mid-October, he thought maybe the year was going to be a wash. You know, it wasn't going to happen this year. Did you think that it might not come this year, but maybe next year?
Well, I think it was, we didn't know as far as reps how he's going to do because the guys were progressing pretty well. And, you know, I think there was a part in the middle of the season where he did have some anxiety. I think we've let that be known. But I go back to where he had a couple good weeks of practice, and then he didn't play many plays, but he had a big catch. And I think at that point in time, it really clicked for him. I don't know if he knew at that time I'll get more reps, but I think he felt more comfortable in the system to where now it can't help you. I mean, as a head coach, we challenge our coaches all the time. Get them in there. We go back to training camp. What do we say with the rookies or mini camp? Get the rookies in there with the veterans. Let's see how they handle it. Let's keep pushing this and see where these guys are at. And so I know as far as I'm concerned, we want to keep pushing these guys and see where they're at. And, you know, fortunately, Jerry had that mindset and kept believing in them.
When you guys look at the year in terms of practice, do you like the setup you guys had? I mean, in terms of enough reps for younger guys and you know, pushing guys too hard, enough days in pads, et cetera. Do you feel like you got your work in each week?
Yeah, I think the number of days in pads, that's kind of regulated. You know, you get one a week pretty much, and, you know, then a certain time you don't get any. So that part, I think this, you know, developmental coaches where we kept guys, if you went out there today, you saw, you know, there's seven or eight guys out there after practice was over still working on some things. So that part I really liked, how we had some of our other coaches working with guys to develop them. So I think that part was good. I think how we handled training camp, the number of guys on the IR, I'm not exactly sure, but I know it feels a lot. It feels less than what we've had. So I like how we handled the training camp part of it. But we'll evaluate that. The one thing that we need to look at is when is their day off? And I think that's why this week was important, just to kind of see.